Take a look at the home here behind me in a very nice neighborhood here in Queens. This $2 million dream home here was supposed to be a sanctuary for a retired New York couple who purchased it 4 months ago. But Joseph and Susanna Landa's dream quickly turned into a nightmare when they discovered a squatter living inside their brand new home. The couple bought the 3-bedroom, 4-bathroom home last fall after the death of its longtime owner. And now they say they've been unable to move in because the former owner's so-called caretaker, Brett Flores, is refusing to leave.
Squatters are taking full advantage of New York's generous laws toward squatters, better described as thieves who basically game the system and screw over the Americans who have poured their life savings into the homes that they're hoping to live in. Now, we'll get back to this particular story in just a moment. But first, news broke recently about a woman in Queens, New York, who was arrested for changing the locks on the home she owns following a scuffle with squatters. Now, it all started when Adele Andaloro, who inherited her home from her parents after they passed away, discovered that someone had changed the entire front door and the lock to her home. Turns out the squatters had moved into her home in early February and they were refusing to leave. Now in New York, and laws vary state by state, but New York has some incredibly friendly laws for squatters. They have rights to property if they break in and live in that property for 30 days.
Insanity.
Okay, so let's say you own a home or you own an apartment in New York and you decide to go on a trip. Maybe you're gonna go out of town for a work job or something like that, or a work trip, and it's gonna take longer than 30 days. Someone breaks into your property during that time and inhabits that place for 30 days straight, they have rights to that property and you have to go through a nearly 2-year process to evict them, to get them out.
A lot of mainstream media don't give you honest news. We do, you know why? Because of you. Paid membership on YouTube makes all the difference. Hit the join button below and you become the hero that sustains us. These laws have been around for literally hundreds of years, and I studied them when I was in law school. And I remember raising my hand, which I did often in law school, I know you're shocked, and saying, what the hell is this? This is left over from like the 1600s. Here's what squatters should have, 0 rights.
Okay, let me give you more details about what happened with Andaloro's property. So she's worried that they're gonna hit the 30 days and it's gonna be impossible for her to get rid of them, right? So she says, by the time someone does their investigation, their work and their job, it will be over 30 days and this man will still be in my home. She's right to worry. By the way, it's been past 30 days at this point. Now, Andaloro went to visit the property with a local ABC News affiliate. And when they arrived, they noticed that a woman unlocked the door and left. So she left the door unlocked. At that point, Andaloro was like, great, I'm gonna go inside my own property and I'm gonna change the locks, right? At that point, she entered the property with her property deed in hand. So it's proof that she owns the property. Inside, she finds 2 strangers. Eyewitness News, ABC 7 in New York, asked one of the men how long they had been living there. He responds by saying, I moved in 2 days ago. The second man refused to answer any questions. And then the homeowner responds, who are you, sir? Get out of my house, Andaloro said to one of them sleeping in a bedroom. So the men who Andaloro says are squatting inside her home then called the police on her. She says, quote, they've called the police on me and I've called the locksmith. We didn't come in illegally, the door was open. Referencing how the woman left the door open, unlocked, and she it's her own property. Like, okay, so police showed up and began questioning the men. One officer asked the guy, do you have something that shows that you've been here more than 30 days? When the men did not provide any documentation, they were escorted off the property. And at that point, the actual property owner, Andaloro, decided to call a locksmith and change the locks. But before the cops left, they warned her against changing the locks. In New York, it's against the law to turn off the utilities, change the locks, and remove the belongings of someone who claims to be a tenant. And that's what they're claiming, even though they have no evidence. The thing is, the cops can't adjudicate that right then and there, and Andaloro would have to take them to court. And that would take literally years, at least 20 months on average. So Andaloro says, I may end up in handcuffs today if a man shows up here and says I have illegally evicted him. I said, let them take me to court as I've been told to take him to court because today I'm not leaving my house. And guess what happened? That's the guy, the squatter, okay? Less than 10 minutes after police left, the locks were changed. The man who claimed to be the one actually leasing the house showed up with another man. Police also escorted off the property. So they pushed through the doors, okay?
Which, by the way, I saw the tape. It's arguably assault.
Pushed through the squatters pushed through the doors.
She's on the other side of the door. They push her through the door.
And then refused to leave. And guess what? Let's take a look at the next picture. That's Andaloro. She got arrested.
They put her in handcuffs.
They arrested her.
Even though she owns the house and she has the deed. And then it gets, every part of this story gets worse. The cops asked the guys, do you have any lease? Do you have anything that proves that you're a tenant? They said, no, they don't.
No, it's even
better. They arrested the homeowner anyway.
No, it's even better than that. Let's go to graphic 7. When Eyewitness News asked Brian Rodriguez, that's the squatter, the man who claims to have a lease, for documentation, he provided none. Instead, he showed bills for work he claimed he had done to the house. He said he moved into the home a few months ago and signed documents with a realtor, but wouldn't say who that realtor is. So the only thing that he provided were documentations of a bill. That's not a deed, that's not a lease agreement. You don't own the property, you haven't leased the property. But this poor woman who just got arrested now has to use up more of her resources to take this guy to court and through a nearly 2-year process, hopefully get him out of her property.
And it's over, it's past 30 days, so she's gonna have to wait 2 years.
Oh,
he's gonna live rent-free in that $2 million home for 2 years. You know the bill? She didn't sign the bill. Nobody signed the bill. Nobody hired him for to do any work in the house. He just wrote up a bill himself. Did he actually do the work? Nobody knows. And so what if he did the work? Nobody asked him to do the work. That's not a contract. So look, New York should clarify one thing, and then there's two things that are clear here. One is the clarification, and the other is the changing of the laws. Is it true that all you have to do is claim to be a tenant? Because that's all this guy did here, and they arrested the homeowner, right? Because if that's true, I'm coming to New York right now because I'm claiming the largest penthouse on Fifth Avenue. I'm a tenant. I claimed it.
No.
And then, by the way, when they're walking into the house, I'm gonna push past them just like I saw in the video, and I'm gonna go inside the house and go, that's it. Now it's my house because I'm claiming to be a tenant.
I think a more effective strategy would be to squat in the properties of the local politicians.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Even better. Okay, so maybe I'll go to Governor Hochul's house.
No sense of urgency to change the laws right now, right?
Yeah.
So all of these people who in some cases literally poured their life savings into their home are being victimized by squatters, and there's no sense of urgency by local lawmakers in New York to do something about it.
Okay, so by the way, don't actually go to anybody's house. Okay, now maybe the cops were wrong. You know, because
I looked at the law. They're not wrong.
So you just, but that's insanity.
It is insanity.
So, you could just walk into anybody's house and claim to be a tenant, and now you have it for 2 years.
Yes. So let me give you another example. This example is so disgusting. This guy is such a scumbag. So basically, elderly couple who retired, they have a son who has Down syndrome. And so they buy a property to retire in and take care of their son who has special needs. Susanna and Joseph Landa is their names. They're both 68. They bought this home, and the New York couple purchased this dream home for $2 million. Remember, they're retired, so they have accumulated their nest egg. They saved up the money, and it all came to fruition. Their dream of owning this home in this nice neighborhood, and they're gonna take care of their son. Then they encounter a squatter who had taken residence and now refuses to leave. He's a guy in his 30s by the name of Brett Flores. Here is a report on it.
The Landas claim Flores has been hawking the home online, offering up rooms for $50 a night, and it isn't paying any of the utilities. They are paying to keep the lights on. The Landas family has family members nearby, and they bought the home for themselves to retire in and take care of their son, Alex, who has Down syndrome.
Not only is the squatter literally living rent-free in a $2 million home, he's also renting out rooms and making money off of someone else's property, property that they are unable to move into, even though, I mean, can you imagine the down payment, $2 million home?
Yeah.
I don't want to say things I'm going to regret, so let's you take over.
So I'm going to correct one thing. In the middle of talking about the other squatters of the separate story we were telling you, I said $2 million home. That one's not a $2 million home. That's a working class district. Her parents had
passed away
and left her the house. So she goes to get the house, and these guys had basically broken in and claimed that it was their house from then on, right? And so now she's screwed and can't get that house at all. And so they could do this to anyone, and we've shown you other squatters before. They usually target working class areas more because those folks have less power and they can't hire high priced lawyers, et cetera, et cetera. But sometimes they target these homes too. So now to the main issue, squatters' rights. Those were in the old days. The reason why this came up in common law is because, hey, in 1678, somebody would leave and they'd go to the Wild West and they'd die along the journey. And then there's this house in the woods and a guy comes by and sits there for like a month, 6 months, 2 years, and the guy never comes back. And he eventually, after staying there for a while, they go, okay, that's your house, fine, right? I get it. Back then it made some degree of sense. Now, there's no unclaimed land. Nobody's going to the Wild West and coming back. There's none of that. Now a squatter is a thief, period. There's no squatter rights. You can't go to somebody else's property and just squat on it. What does that mean? That means I'm stealing your house.
Exactly. Yeah.
They should remove all of those laws instantly. And in fact, I don't even think this is a left-right thing. I don't know anybody who's in favor of squatters just stealing homes. I mean, I don't want to know. I don't want to know. But yet, even though no person in their right mind would be in favor of this, those laws exist all over the country. They've done this in California, they've done it in New York, they've done it in all these different places. Take all those stupid laws off the books.
Thanks for watching the video, guys. We also love it if you hit the join button below because that makes you a member. And members allow us to be independent, honest. We could be as progressive as we want, no corporate media influence. And that's all because of you guys. We love doing the show with our members. Hit the join button, become one of the Young Turks.